Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back, everybody. We're certainly happy and pleased to have you all with us this evening. As always, we will start with the channeling by Joan, and the archangels have requested that the questions only be about the evening's topic and be short and concise so that everyone has the chance to ask a question. When you make the questions about tonight's topic, our friends can expand the teachings for you and for the entire group. With that said, I only have one more reminder, and that is that our session for next month will be on October the 11th. So, if you would all take a very deep breath, help Joan bring forth our guest for this evening.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I have come this evening to be present with you, to provide an energetic space for Yeshua to be here with us. So if you will take a deep breath, let go of all the thoughts of the day, and be very present in this moment. Center yourself in your sacred heart and breathe in love. And as you exhale, exhale light. Now breathe in light and exhale love. These are very important energetics that we are setting now as we all gather in this beautiful time and space to receive the message that Yeshua has to bring forth and to set a space for you to ask questions that are on your mind and in your heart. It is important that you stay very, very centered in this heart space for this evening. For when you do this, beloveds, you gain much. Your heart is expanded. Your sacred heart consciousness is expanded. But most of all, every one of you creates a sacred vessel filled with that love that you give as well as receive. That said, let us welcome our beloved Yeshua. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. I am delighted to be with you this evening. As you all are aware of, these are wonderful times to be embodied on planet Earth. Yes, at times they are challenging to you because you don't fully understand the role that you are playing in this great ascension of Mother Earth and of humanity. You know, beloveds, the element of love is such a primary force now that is being delivered to our beloved planet Earth, comes from the vast regions of Source and the vast, vast regions of all that is. And it impacts your planet, our planet, in many different ways. And I would ask you this evening that you receive this element of love as it comes in wave after wave after wave to create change in Earth and change in humanity's perception, change in the way humanity is able to create a physical life experience. The human life is so sacred and so valuable in this process of ascension. You are creators, beloveds. So you are the ones that set the foundation for these changes through your thoughts and your emotions, through your beliefs, but most importantly, through your spirit, the spirit of who you are as divine. And that spirit is pure love. And when you navigate in your beautiful bodies from that center, you change everything because you are consistently holding the element of love. Now, this element is a very powerful, powerful element. It is the creative force, source. It is source. And because you are a reflection, you are an emanation of that source. Understand, take this in. You are love. It is so important in these times of change that you hold that very close in your awareness daily. Because a lot of these waves of love and light that continually sweep into your planet to help you, to help in this change, many perceive them as very intense energies, and they are, but they're not negative. It brings up everything right in front of your face, in full view of things that require attention from humanity to make the changes that are needed at all levels of life experience. And it should be received with gratitude and in great love for the opportunity. All the secrets that are hidden are coming to the surface, not to cause you trouble, but to cause you to reflect in how you could make changes in your daily life so that love is more fully manifested. Now, I'm not speaking of an emotion, although that's part of this element, you know. But I am speaking of it as a powerful, powerful foundation of creative energy. It has no polarity. It has no opposite. Understand this. It is pure and whole unto itself. In the absence of that element, you create unlike yourself. There is fear. There is lack. There is confusion. Misunderstanding. But when it is fully manifested in its pure form, you are the powerful creator of life on planet Earth in form. You alter form. You alter the collective consciousness. You change your awareness, your consciousness in the presence of love and expand it exponentially. Now, this past month, much has been given. wave after wave of light, wave after wave of love has come forth, and Mother Earth has been waiting. Humanity has been waiting, but many of them are so asleep, they don't recognize it. And because they don't recognize this vast love that is given in such great amounts, they don't recognize it and they don't open to it. So there is an absence, a void that's created. Because they don't see it, they don't know it, they are fearful and they revert to survival. So I'm here to remind you of the power of change, the power of creation that you have within you, that you hold in your hands, that you hold in your heart, and the power that is yours, so that when these influxes, these mass influxes come, you receive them gladly and in gratitude, because you know that you are receiving an opportunity, an influx of powerful, powerful elements to create with. I had to deliver this message to you because it was so on my heart as I watched the earth and humans, some of them struggling, and the great upheavals that are worldwide. All of this pain and misery that some suffer can be relieved in the presence of love. And it is beings like you who gather often in small groups, in large groups, to not only receive, but to give unconditionally. So I know that many of you have questions, and I would like to continue this conversation, but I would also like to continue it with you. So I invite you to ask your questions, to make your comments, so that we might direct these conversations in ways that are most beneficial to all of you and to humanity.
Thank you, dear Yeshua, for joining us this evening. It's truly a thrill and an honor to have you with us. I'm going to start off with some questions that have been sent in by our listeners who, for one reason or the other, won't be available. A lot of them are, like this one person is in Germany, so it's 2 o'clock in the morning. So let me ask a few here. First of all, this lady writes in, "We each have an individual Earth star that holds our Christed matrix. Does Gaia also have an Earth star that holds her Christed matrix? If so, is her Earth star in her Merkaba?"
And no. The answer to that is no. The Earth star of Gaia is within her now. At 11:11, when the Christed matrix was returned to Earth and to humanity, it was placed in the sacred heart of Earth and in the sacred heart of every human embodied. So the Christed matrix is within Mother Earth. It is within you and within each and every one of you. Without limit, the Christed matrix is the original blueprint of Earth. And you are part of that Earth, beloved. You are love.
Thank you. Second question we have is, what are the adamantine particles? How are they the same as or different from undifferentiated light? And how can we best use them? Can we program them with our intention?
That's a very good question. And it comes right along with what I have been talking about. Adamantine particles are the creative particles that can have no further division, no interference. They are very, very strong particles of source energy. You know, in your Bible, when it says, in the beginning was the Word, in the beginning was Source, and Source created light. This is the adamantine particles. But these particles of creation must have an energy force to propel them into a manifested state. And that source is love, which is also source energy. Now, can you program adamantine particles? No. Can you use love to create? And as you create from these adamantine particles. And it holds, the adamantine particles hold your creation very stably into a manifested state in the presence of love, because love is the power of creation.
Very good. Thank you. Our next question, it's kind of a two-parter, but it all goes together. As more, this falls right into what you've already spoken about this evening, but as more and more undifferentiated light pours into the Earth's realm, how do we need to adapt our understanding of working with cosmic and energetic wisdom, such as astrology or feng shui? To make this question a bit more specific, this person is used to consciously living in tune with the ebb and flow of the moon and fellow cosmic beings such as Venus, Mercury, Saturn, Jupiter, and others for her personal life as well as work and tend to house and garden. There are many people who, like me, who for many years have followed biodynamic living in harmony with the rhythms of the cosmos. What is changing for us?
Oh, dear one, lots is going to change. This guidance that you depend on, astrology, planetary positions, the ebb and flow of the cosmos, getting into the rhythm, not just the rhythm of Earth, of Gaia, but the rhythm of the universe and beyond, is a very important guidance system that you have utilized. And you understand how important that guidance system is. But sometimes you have to go beyond it, a little beyond it, not negate it in any way, because it's a very helpful to be in that flow, that universal flow. It makes you very resonant with the vaster portion of who you are. There is a resonance that you develop through this system. As these love elements, the waves that come from other universes, all the way to source, they impact the universe that Earth is within, the Milky Way. They impact that. And through your getting in the flow of that ebb and flow, you are more in a position to receive that element of love more consistently and hold it within you. Now, as I have said, many things are in flux. There are many changes that you are called upon to make. And you have positioned yourself in that flow, not only to receive, but to hold and use the element of love, to use the adamantine particles to create a reality of the original state of Earth, that Christed reality. You have positioned yourself in that resonance, in that flow, so that for you personally, this will take on qualities that you had not ever expected. So continue. Don't limit yourself by any means, by the structure of it, but use it as a guideline and go beyond it so that the resonance of love flows continually and is never, ever dissipated.
Wonderful. Thank you. I have a couple more, but Will, let's open it up to the folks who are here this evening. Who's the first one who would like to ask a question of our dear Yeshua? You're on with Yeshua.
Good evening. Thank you, Yeshua, for all the support that you have been giving me and still continue to give me. I am so appreciative of it. One of the things that I seem to be struggling with is knowing when to show compassion in terms of assisting and helping, and when it is the opportunity to allow. So in assisting others and knowing when to do that and knowing when to stand back and allow them to experience what they need or is going to experience.
That is an excellent question. Dear one, you have such an open heart, and you give unconditionally. But it is hard for you to see people struggling and in pain. So a question that you can ask yourself is, am I helping their soul evolution? Am I helping them truly, or am I rescuing them? Now, as you interact with this individual, and you do this very well, do so with an open heart and within that compassion. Now, there is a difference here between compassion and sympathy. When you feel sympathy, you feel the pain that they are feeling and experiencing. When you show compassion, you are in the state of pure love. You see their pain, but you don't take it in. Sometimes the pain is necessary for them to see that they must make changes. So when you interact with them, just interact in that pure love, in that compassion, and be available. And then just go into your heart and ask, do I interfere? Or do I simply ask, is there something I can do for you? Or if you are aware of a pattern that they have, that they repeat time and time again, you might offer a little kernel of your wisdom by saying, you know, it's been my experience when I had whatever the experience was, I did this. So you might think about that and then just leave it. And if they need something from you, they will ask, and then take that into your heart. And that's where you discern in that very moment. Your heart never, ever lies. It always tells you what you ask.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Yeshua.
Hello?
Yes.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I have many questions to ask, some personal or mechanical about, and so, I don't know, I will ask to have a conversation with you, and I don't know if you have anything to say based on my energy, or any comment.
About your energy field?
Yeah, about, it's just the feelings that I am in, where I have reached. Sometimes I can be in that void that we are experiencing.
Yeah.
And sometimes I talk to my father and mother in Italy, and there is this dichotomy between this higher and even talking to you tonight, and that's relating to the real world, where people are not even thinking about spirituality or thinking about the higher self. And so I find myself in these two, it's not a split, it's just weird. I don't know how to, no, I know how to act with everybody, even with parents now. It's amazing. How can I deal with them? But I don't see if you understand what I'm trying to say. If there's any suggestion
I do. You, like many, have a very open heart. If you didn't have an open heart, if you didn't have love within you, you wouldn't be on a spiritual path. Unfortunately, not everyone shares the awareness and the consciousness that you have. They are still asleep, and this is so with your family, and it triggers you greatly. It makes you suffer because you so love them that you want to have them have it also so that they are happy and joyful. And when you see them in the state of division and negativity, it hurts your heart. So recognize it as that. It's not a personal affront. You are beloved, and you are full of love. And you cannot change certain things, certain individuals, even if you love them dearly. Their journey is not the same as yours. It's not for you to judge it or to change it, only to love them. And let them be on their journey. And it's when you give that love without reservation, without allowing them to diminish what you are and who you are. That's love. That's when you hold that element very stably. You know, when we talk about holding fifth dimension, that template of love and unity stably, this is a prime example of that, when you don't allow any interference or waver in that love. And it's difficult. It's very difficult in situations such as that. But you are doing wonderfully.
Thank you very much.
You
appreciate
are very
it.
Welcome. You are very welcome.
You're next on with our dear Yeshua.
Hi, Yeshua.
Hello.
Hi. I just want to ask a quick question, and I had also sent my question in. So I wanted to ask about what is the best ray of light or color coding that we can use to bring in more joy if we wanted to embody and just really hold the vibration of joy. I've just been feeling the need to have more expanded joy, and I was just wondering if you could speak to that.
Well,
I work. Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
Well, I was just going to say, and I'm working with the undifferentiated love and light in combination with that, but joy seems to be something that I need, and I don't know why I'm being drawn to work with this joy, but I just thought I would ask you.
Yes. First of all, as I have said earlier, in the presence of love, there is nothing else but that love. And joy is part of it. But when you are embodied in a body, especially in the transition of a third dimensional body, there is sometime a misunderstanding about the mental-emotional body and the importance of the coherence within that mental-emotional body. Thoughts and emotions have to be present in a very cohesive manner. And also, the element of love must be present. So you ask about a color code that you could use so that you could have in your emotional body this feeling of joy, of exhilaration.
Yes.
And the answer to that is the blue color coding, because it is a very powerful coding that bonds with your emotion and uplifts it to a more refined level. So every day when you practice sitting in the space of your sacred heart, in that element of love that is so pure, call in that blue color code with the intention of its bonding with your emotions at that very moment and uplifting them. Now, when you are, it's important that you discern here, when you are in that state of love, of pure love, undifferentiated love, in your sacred heart, and you just sit there in the essence of that element, and you begin to call forth your emotions filled with that blue coating, the joy will surface immediately. And in the presence of love, if you will recognize that when you are in that state, that joy is always there. The peace and the harmony is within you. It's not within your environment. It is within you. And if you sit privately every day, even if it's for 5 minutes, in that state, you will begin to cultivate it so that it can be replicated time and time again, regardless of where you are and what the situation is.
Okay, I see.
You begin to cultivate that energy that is within you. You recognize it, you feel it in your emotional body, and you cultivate that and you grow it. But it starts with you privately.
Okay, well, that is what I wanted to know, and I do the practice every morning. But I will work with the blue light and bring in the color code or the color coding of blue and just carry it out through the day. That's what I was looking for, is to be able to implement it and have it present within me when I'm not sitting in my meditation in the morning.
Use your breath in your practice, in your meditation. Be conscious of your breath, breathing in love, breathing out light. Breathing in light, breathing out love, and begin to associate your state of being with your breath. So when you are navigating your daily life, that peace, that harmony, and that joy is only a breath away. Just when you're triggered or when things, the environment gets a little static, just take a deep breath, breathe in love. And you're there.
Right. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Yeshua. I appreciate you very much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Yeshua.
Greetings, Yeshua.
Hello.
Thank you for coming and sharing with us. I wanted to ask about, I've been having intense feelings and emotions for the last couple of weeks or so. And I'm feeling major earth changes coming with the beloved Mother Earth. I was feeling these waves, and I also feel that this month there may be. I was wondering how you perceived that at this time.
Yes, there are earth changes, have been for quite some time, worldwide.
I know, but I mean really major ones in September here.
It depends. The severity and the location of that of those earth changes depends on the consciousness of the human element. And that's one of the reasons I have come this evening, to get that message out there, to be very conscious, not only of the changes that are happening on Earth because of the influx of this undifferentiated light and undifferentiated love, the element of love, but see it as an opportunity to make the changes within your daily life and withholding that element within you every single day. So I cannot tell you that this will happen, that it will be very devastating to the human communities involved. There will be great loss of life because it is not something I can predict. As these waves of change come in, it depends on how they are received and what the reaction is.
Mm-hmm.
As to, yes, there will be earth changes, and this, because of the shifts in the earth, it does cause a lot of damage. A lot of damage. But humanity is very resilient and very creative. And sometimes in this devastation, it draws people together in community and in love.
Mm-hmm.
So loss is never something that is easy in life. But sometimes what is created from it is so spectacular that it cannot be judged. It can only be seen through the eyes of that pure love element. The result. Do you see?
Well, yes, and the earth's co-creating herself too. So we're going through our physical
yes.
changes, and so is the earth. I've been working with the earth from God
yes.
for many, many years, so I'm just feeling attuned with that. I'm not, you know, it's not a fear thing. It's just a participation because I've been co-creating with this. But I have been feeling it very strongly for
Well,
like
you
I
are
say,
absolutely
these,
right. There is a lot to come. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not only this month, but in the next 5 years, you will see a lot
mm-hmm.
of change. So it's in that compassion that you hold in your heart
mm-hmm.
for those affected. And yes, it's hard to watch sometimes because your heart does ache for those who suffer.
Yes, and it's hard to watch the earth being abused too.
Well, of course.
The heartache on both sides
yes.
sometimes.
But your heart
you so
is so pure and is so resilient and is so strong. So there is strength in change that evolves. There is a utilization of the creativity, and that element of love becomes more present. Sometimes in the midst of adversity, which is very difficult to understand in the present human condition.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Yeshua.
Hello, Yeshua.
Hello.
I was wondering if you could address what happens to us when we transition to the other side and to avoid coming back into a third dimensional world.
Well, a lot happens in that transitory state. It depends on your state of consciousness when the body is dropped. And where you are in that state when the death process takes place, when the body is dropped. If it's a painful exit, then there is a period of rest and recuperation that is needed. So you are put into a void. The void is not barren. It is a void of pure love to help you recuperate. Or if it was a tragic end to the body, an unexpected end to the body, that also presents some problems. Because often the consciousness is disrupted and the ability for the soul to understand what has transpired. So there again, there is a place where that soul is nurtured so that it can come into a fuller conscious awareness of itself. Now, it depends on the life experience. and the ability of that individual soul to navigate a life experience, whether it is able to disengage from the wheel of that birth and death cycle. So I cannot say to you that because you have led an exemplary life that you will not have to come back, because it depends on the intention of that soul as it came into that individual expression. And if it accomplished what it intended, or if there were things left unfinished that the soul wants to finish. So it is not about escaping the body, escaping the reality of Earth, and all of the things the Earth provides for our soul's experience. But it is in the conscious awareness when your journey as the individual has been completed. And then after that period of rest, you are taken and you are advised and you choose what your next evolved state might be and where you want to experience it, how you want to experience. But you are not left without guidance. You are not alone. You are surrounded by the collective consciousness. And you are nurtured. And you are tutored. And you have many discussions about your next step. Does that answer your question?
Yes. What about the tunnel? Some have said that it's the recycled tunnel. And some say that's your own light. Can you address that?
It depends on the individual's consciousness as to how, if they even see the tunnel. Light is light. Undifferentiated light is undifferentiated light. And to be drawn to it, you're magnetized to it. Love is magnetized to love. The light and the love of Source is a magnetic force. So you were drawn into that light. It's like a reunion, a coming into what you are, who you are, at that vaster level. And then decisions are made from there. So some experience it as a tunnel. Some experience it as a light at the end of the tunnel. Some experience it just as pure light. So it's an individual. It depends on the belief system of that individual expression in the body. It depends on the soul, all of the soul's experience, not just in that life, but in many other experiences that soul has had.
Okay, so even if we don't necessarily want to engage in another 3D world, if our soul says that that's what it wants, we can't argue with it?
At that level, you are not troubled by the ego of the body, which is all about survival. And the survival of that body, sometimes when you drop it, tells you, I never want to do this again. When it realizes that you are eternal. You have no beginning and no end. You are pure love and light. So from where you sit now in the body, in your rational mind, you would make those kinds of decisions. You would argue. But when the body is dropped and your time of rest is finished, you are in that purity, in that pure state of who you are, and you see all of the events of every experience you ever had, and you choose under that guidance in perfection according to what is needed or what is yet to be experienced. It may be another life in a body in a 3D world. It may be in another body in a fifth dimensional world. It may be on another planetary system that's very evolved. Or you may choose not to embody for a long, long time. So there are many, multiple choices, unlimited choices, and you don't make them from a state of being, a state of mind that you have in the physical body, because you don't have any of those limitations. So you see things much more clearly from that vaster part of who you are.
Thank you. That was very helpful. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Yeshua.
Hello, Yeshua.
Hello.
And everyone else, thank you so much for all the questions and the energetics. Transmission. It was very needed at this point for me. And I was finding myself blowing, expanding the love, because it is hard to feel pain. And you have been talking. I've got another perception of love, and I want to ask you, how powerful are each person as a light being that we do not necessarily always understand or can. I want to strengthen that in me, because as you speak, I can see and I realize we are very powerful, even as a single candles almost.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. So when you are able to hold yourself very stably in your sacred heart, in that element of love, there is nothing more than that. You breathe it in, you breathe it out, you share it with every breath you take, whether you have that intention or not. And in the absence of that, there is pain.
Absolutely.
There is misery, and there is separation. So it's in that cultivation of that state of being, consistently using the breath, breathing it in, breathing it out, staying centered in the heart. And every time you move out of that, you will know it. You will either feel it, there'll be a shift in the energy, or there will be some sort of disruption. And when that happens, you notice it. You breathe, and you breathe yourself into that center of peace within your heart.
Because it seems there's been some kind of deflation this month, or in what is not embodied, it seems it's just flying around. And there are also many talking about pivot points right now on Earth, that if we're not kind of created, and it could go that way, and I don't want to find it disturbing, but parts of me have, because I love this earth so much, and all the eons of time longing for this transition to be successful, and that also creates a tension.
it creates tension in your body, dear heart.
Yes.
And it creates fear. And
yes.
How can fear exist in the presence of love? When you are in that state in your sacred heart, there is nothing else. So it is in the practice of holding that love stably and the power of that. You see the power of it? Nothing else can exist. The fear is not there. The tension in the body is not there. The worry is not there.
Yes.
And the more of you that can hold that stably, that fifth dimensional element of love stably within your body, within your heart, the more it helps Gaia. Because with every breath you take, you give that love back to Gaia.
Yes.
So, yes, there are going to be disruptions, dear heart, mm-hmm. and I wish that there were not. Mm-hmm. But because of the state of Earth and humanity, it creates the disruption that creates the disharmony and the changes that have to be made.
Yes.
And sometimes in the pain, the awakening occurs and the changes are made.
Yes, you're showing what love is. I get so many ahas about the greatness of love, what love actually creates. And I wanted you to strengthen that because suddenly I feel a new embodied power I have never felt before, actually, in this way. So I wanted you to open up that then we are powerful. One person is very powerful. Isn't that true, Yeshua?
Yes. And when groups such as this gather yes. together in harmony and peace and love, you do not understand the magnitude of what you project into the universe, into the earth, into humanity's consciousness. Even when they're fast asleep, you are imprinting continually that element of love.
Very beautiful. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Yeshua.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, well, always me, and nobody's asking a question, so I have to ask a quick mechanical question about the Ark of the Covenant. The last night in a group conversation, when we create the particle and the over crashed over soul, I believe simultaneously release, I apologize for the terminology, but release the own particle and we being quiet on the chair, for example. Those, the union of the own particle create a thought, correct? And that thought is going to be felt on my awareness in some ways. And that's how I, being the sacred heart, so feel with the heart, think with the feeling of your heart and create it with your higher mind was years ago, and now is the process of creating the own particle. So if I sit on my chair and I do the process and bring light and love into my pineal and the medulla, and I stay there, theoretically, because I believe I have to be doing for quite a while, I should get a higher thoughts. And what does it mean to have a higher thoughts? So if you can comment on that, thank you.
It's the thought that you choose to think. You have choice in your thought, and every thought then brings about an emotional response. So if you are sitting in love, anything that is outside of that will not be manifest. You will think thought in that aligned state with the element of love.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in paying attention to what you consistently think, even when you're not sitting in your chair in that meditative heart center. When you're out into the world, what are you thinking? When people pass you by, when you are in a store, when you are in a library, when you are with a group of people, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking regular thoughts. I'm expecting like higher thought, like something higher. I don't know what to say. My thoughts are I want to have a bike, I want to have an apartment, I want to have a place to teach my course. Those are normal thoughts. I want to maybe create a group of people, change the city, or I want to teach people about alchemy, but this is not, I mean, I perceive as regular thoughts, so the Zeon particle maybe, are they coming, or I'm doing something?
Well, when you are out in your daily life, you are focused on that daily life, so if you are walking in the city and you think, and you have this wonderful creative urge, we could do this. This city could accomplish this. It could accomplish that. Those are all thoughts based in love, and they should. And they would be very exhilarating in your emotions because
okay,
you have
so
vision.
Thought, Okay. Thought based on love. Every thought is based on helping myself and the others in a way. Thoughts and love, and that's the general particle working.
Yes, correct.
Okay, more or less. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
There is one more person that has sent a question in, so I thought I'd ask that right now. This lady said, I wanted to ask about abandonment, specifically how to clear or handle abandonment issues that interface with the heart's ability to love.
Abandonment has many components. First of all, it is a lack of love, but it is also a fragmentation that affects the emotions because there is a perception of lack. I don't have what I need. I do not have love. I am alone. I'm abandoned. And there is grief present. So it's a very layered program. And it stems from early life, sometimes way back into the womb, where the heart of the mother was not open. And the fetus, the soul, felt that abandonment of love, the lack of love in the environment of the womb. Or as a young child, the caretaker, whether it be the parents, the grandparents, or a caretaker, did not have the capacity to love, did not have it within them. So the child felt abandoned, or there was a lack of love that was given. Now, this also is a misperception because the human has a propensity in the third dimension to look into the environment for verification that it has what it needs for survival. And yes, love is needed for survival. So it is in the perception of what is in the outside world that's important. And the child does not have the maturity to know that it can never be abandoned. It is within it. It is pure love, undifferentiated love. It was created at a soul level in love. And it can never be abandoned because it is always in unification with Source. But in a third dimensional body, in a third dimensional world, that is a very difficult state of consciousness to hold on to as life progresses, and especially when it is damaged in the womb. It has no frame of reference. It has forgotten. The veils of forgetfulness are so dense, it has been forgotten. But I am here to remind you, dear one, you are never abandoned. You are always in unification with the source of your being, and you are always fully graced with love. There are many in the unseen world who stand with you, even though you aren't consciously aware of that. Call on me. Invite me into your heart, and I will help you heal your heart and see in my presence that you are pure love and that you do not need it from any outside source because that source is within you.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. I'm sure she does too. Well, let's see if we have somebody else. You're on with Yeshua.
Hi. Hi, Yeshua.
Hello.
I know that years ago, Jim told me that was really important in our work to stay conscious, but I woke up. Is it possible to do energy work in an unconscious state? If so, is there a channel you would recommend? I guess that's my question.
Let me clarify your question. You want to know if you can be in unconscious states and create a reality. Is that correct?
Yeah, I just want to know about, yeah, if it's possible to do energy work in an unconscious state, and if so, and to do that.
It is possible to do energy work in an unconscious state. However, it doesn't have the impact and benefit that being in a conscious state, an aware state, does, because you have to be aware of the energetics. You have to be aware of your presence in those energetics in order for it to benefit fully in your life experience. It's important to make conscious as much as possible. And that's what you have been taught in that process of mastering alchemy, to become more consciously aware and to create very, very precisely and consciously. A lot of times you create unconsciously things that you do not want. And then you're surprised by the events in your life. So it isn't always beneficial. And to be more consciously aware of what you are creating, how you are creating your life experience, is what is desired.
Well, you know, I feel like I have a work ethic problem, and so I was hoping that, you know, unconscious might help.
Easy is not always the best path.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
You're next on with Yeshua.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is Charlotte.
Hello, Charlotte.
Thank you for being available in this manner.
It
you
is
are
so
great
most
to
welcome.
Speak with you. And as we are bringing the love and light and the undifferentiated light onto the planet and into the grids, is there anything else at this time that we can do or do differently in helping raise that frequency for Gaia as she moves into that seventh dimension?
You are doing all that you are capable of doing at this time. And with these waves of love coming onto the planet, if you will receive them consciously, and as I have said previously in these conversations, the breath, being conscious of the breath, and being conscious of your breath and how that affects Mother Earth. And when you work with the grids, do so very consciously and in that Sacred Heart space, transmitting that element, the pure element of love, because that's that fifth dimensional stability piece that is yet to be fully anchored in Mother Earth and in this grid system, in the crystalline grid especially. So this is something that you have within you, within your body, within your consciousness, and within your ability to stabilize it in fifth dimension, which affects it at a very physical level.
So at this point, just continue.
Continue what you're doing and do so in a very thoughtful, conscious way. But you are asked a lot. Humanity is being asked a lot at this time. And you are doing beautifully.
Thank you.
You're next on with Yeshua.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm trying to understand how the cube connects to the star tetrahedron and what its purpose is. And I was wondering if you could enlighten me on that.
The star tetrahedron is within the cube. And the cube is not just at this level, dear one. It's just not a third dimensional configuration, geometric configuration. You are being asked to utilize a fuller aspect of the cube, which is Metatron's cube, which has vast, vast implications, vast energetic resources to navigate in life, making the changes with the element of love. That star tetrahedron is a very significant geometric configuration. It is one of the configurations that assists you into holding that sacred heart space. It's held within the luminous white star tetrahedron. So it has a lot of significance. And that is also within Metatron's cube. It assists you in elevating your consciousness and being able to access more of the vaster parts of who you are at that divine level.
Okay. So when I'm envisioning my energy field, I mean, I see it as a star tetrahedron, and then it's within the luminous white star tetrahedron, and then the luminous royal purple star tetrahedron. I got all that. Mm-hmm. And then there's a cube around that, and that's Metatron's cube?
Yes, it has to do with the flower of life, the essence of all that is, ever was. It's a part of the flower of life.
Okay.
It's a little confusing to those who are not adept at a more geometric progression. So if you just understand that the flower of life emanates from source energy, is the all that is, and within that all that is, there is an energetic progression of Metatron's cube that helps humanity in form arrive at their divinity, at their divine expression as the individual. And don't be concerned, does this fit here? Does this go here? That only confuses you. Get into your heart. And you got the tetrahedrons, the progression of the tetrahedrons, and you utilize that. You go to the center of your being, and you create from there. It's not in the understanding of those geometric progressions and how they fit. It's how you are able to navigate from that heart space.
Okay, so then I'm capable of naturally navigating without having to understand completely the math.
Yes.
Oh, that makes me feel a whole lot better.
it limits you. So just understand what you have gotten to this point, how you understand about the tetrahedron, because you know that energy.
Yes.
You know it in your heart. You are aware of it. You remember it. Use it. Don't worry about the rest right now. The rest will come. You'll be drawn to it. It'll magnetize you to it when you're ready.
Okay. I'm just worried about dragging my feet. I have this bad habit of that.
Well, from time to time, you might want to allow yourself to be in the presence of that beautiful, beautiful flower of life energy, because it's pure source.
Mm.
And it doesn't do it justice in your third dimensional world, because it's very flat. What you see pictures of is very flat. It's on a flat surface. And it's not flat. It's dimensional. So there's spheres within spheres that are constantly creating and manifesting.
Mm.
And that's what in this flower of life, in the manifestation of the Metatronic Cube, it constantly shifts and changes and creates in the energetics. So just focus on the energetics.
I will. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Namaste.
Namaste.
You're next on with Yeshua.
Hi, Yeshua.
Hello, Yeshua. Hello.
Since the cube got brought up, I did have a little bit of a question. Jim would always describe masculine energy as angles, straight lines and angles, and he would call the feminine curves and swirls. And so that's what's going on with the cube too, where you make the circles. Okay.
Yes. It's that merging of the divine aspect of the masculine feminine energies, the creative energies. So that's what's going on with the flower of life. That's what goes on with the Metatron's cube. Then in the presence of all those spheres and all that, the feminine, divine feminine aspect of source allows the masculine, the divine masculine, to be present with all those angles and straight lines that are within the configurations of Metatron's cube. And it allows you to create more precisely because it's directed. In that merging, that you have the vision, you have the vast creative impulse, but yet in that merged state, you have the direction and the preciseness in the creation.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Good question. I thank you very, very much for conversing with me this evening and for being with me in such a beautiful collective consciousness in the bonding that has taken place within this group, within the collective consciousness of humanity in the presence of love, of that undifferentiated source energy. So, beloveds, I will take my withdrawal from this channel. But know, within the element of love, I am always present with you. And I invite you to call on me often. Blessings.
Blessings.